time to visit with John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. I want to begin by following up on something we talked about yesterday. I highlighted a company called City Trends. It's a retailer that's headquartered in Savannah, Georgia. Most people aren't even aware that they have a large distribution facility over in Roland and employ a couple hundred people. And I made the comment I didn't think they had a store around here. Well, I got a nice email from one of our listeners, and she indicated that they do have a store. It's in the neighborhood Market Plaza that's across from Central Mall on Rogers. And by the way, that stock had a great day yesterday. It was up $1.32 a share, which is over 9%. And a good local employer, and they have a retail store here too. So we thank you to Sharon Gosnell, who sent that email in and corrected me. I appreciate it. Yesterday was a weird day in the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 105 points, but it's not what it appears. It was down and then up after the Fed minutes came out, and then it was down again, closing down 105 points. It's Thursday, so let's talk about jobs. We just got the numbers from the government on initial claims for unemployment benefits. Ticked up from last week, up 13,000, 336,000 people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. Still a pretty good number, but we want to continue to see it drop, of course. Continue to get good news on the housing market. Yesterday, the National Association of Realtors indicated that sales of previously owned homes had a significant jump, rose 6.5% in July from the month of June. That's up 17.2% from a year ago. It just so happens that's the best month since November of 2009. What happened in 2009? Well, that's when the government put in a home buyer tax credit. You may remember that in the depth of the recession, the government gave you a credit if you bought a home. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says that 30-year fixed-rate mortgages are averaging 4.4%. That's still a good rate by historical standards, but that's a full percentage point more than it was back in April before Mr. Bernanke started talking about tapering back on quantitative easing. We continue to get numbers from retailers. We've been talking about Walmart, Target, et cetera, showing the softness in consumer spending. Sears slash Kmart reporting numbers. They were not really good at all. Sears lost $194 million in the quarter. They lost $132 million in the same quarter a year ago. So improved by the loss got even bigger. Same-store sales at Kmart down 2%, Sears down about 1%, overall revenue down 6%, and the stock is getting tapped a bit before the market opens, down almost 4% in pre-market trading. Hewlett-Packard, of course, Meg Whitman is running that company for the last 2 years. You may remember her. She ran for governor of California. Prior to that, she was the CEO that really built much of what became eBay. Well, she's having problems turning the company around. They did report a profit of $1.39 billion for the quarter. However, sales down in total 8%, missed the forecast. And she was projecting that they would actually have growth, top-line growth in 2014. Now she says it's not going to happen. She says, quote, it's unlikely we'll see the growth in 2014 that I hoped for. They continue to, of course, have lagging PC sales, and et cetera, as more and more people migrate to mobile devices. And one of the things Bill also wanted to point out is that if you have questions you'd like for me to answer, we're making a transition. In that column I've been writing for 14 years for the Times Record, and beginning this week, we're going to go from me writing on a topic I select. I'm going to answer either listeners or questions that are submitted. You can either call me at 782-2527. You can email me your questions, johntaylor@sternag.com. You'll have a link on the Times Record. And so we're going to make a transition, start trying to answer the specific questions you have. And we will, of course, not reveal your name unless you want us to. But if you get specific questions, write in. We'll start answering those beginning next week.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that too, John, right here at the station.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Yes, you can visit with him in person at 820 South 21st Street or call him here in Fort Smith, 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John, just as he said, at johntaylor@sternag.com.